Welcome to At Home with Kelly and Tiffany, where naturally minded women gather together as we pursue simplicity and confidence in health alternatives so we can show up better in our busy lives and feel more at home in our bodies. Join your favorite home birth midwife duo for conversation, candor, and community.
At home with Kelly and Tiffany. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Kelly.
And here you are at home with us.
This is a very relaxing opening.
I'll tell you why. We're not shoved in a closet somewhere. Our kids are out of the house at farm school right now. I can hear your ducks just happily quacking outside.
What could be better? Quacking ducks, quiet house, no kids around.
Oh, I jokingly said to Kelly when I arrived, what if we just took a nap? What if we didn't record a podcast and we just laid down for a minute, rest our eyes? If we recorded that, would you guys listen to it?
I would listen to it. I would absolutely listen to that, though.
It could be just like a collective, put this on, we'll all take a nap.
Just like snoring sounds.
Who snores?
Yeah.
That's not us.
No, it's my husband, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Great.
So this episode we're doing on mineral depletion, which sounds kind of dorky and stupid,
but I don't think so.
It kind of does. However, anyone who knows anything about minerals and how they work in your body and all the things that happen when you don't have enough of them or you don't have them in balance should be equally as excited about this episode as we are.
I did a reel on our Instagram a while ago about how mineral depletion can solve or at least like support a million different things, you know, whatever. And I was fascinated because I was like, this is like probably my own little weird niche thing that I like to talk about, you know, like that we not many people maybe care about. I was fascinated by how many people had so many questions or were like, actually recognizing this in my own body and doing something about it changed like my whole life. It changed my days. It changed my mental health. It changed my energy, all of the things. And it was like so worth it to them to dig in and actually like solve the problem. So we knew, we were like, oh yeah, we got to bring this to the people.
I feel like we talk about trace minerals all the time as a supplement to adding minerals in, but that's not the only way to have a lifestyle of mineral health.
Yeah, for sure. And to understand why taking a even if like you're like, yeah, supplements, that's going to be my best way of getting something in me. Like understanding why you're doing something is pretty important for like the longevity of actually doing it. I have a bunch of supplements that I've bought over the years and I'm like, I kind of forgot how I was influenced to buy this and I don't really understand what it's actually helping me with at this point. So you just sort of like it falls off the radar, but all the things that I'm like, this is a job that it's doing, that's what I want to keep taking.
Yeah. And in fact, we did something sounds vaguely familiar as you're discussing that, which makes me think, did any of our past episodes on supplements have anything to do with that problem? Like how to keep yourself from accumulating supplements that you're like not actually even going to take?
I'm sure we sort of touched on it. I feel like we kind of had to, probably.
I just can't remember. I can't think of what it was to direct people back to it because that is a real life thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so I'm constantly challenged between, do I need to take this? How helpful is it? Am I actually solving a problem here that I can't do with food? If it's just not realistic in my diet, then I'm happy to supplement. But then where do we get the supplements from? Blah, 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 right? So maybe it was something. Maybe it was the how to locate quality supplements or something.
Something
that episode.
Like that.
Anyway, we're excited to share on that with you guys in this episode. Something equally as amazing and wonderful has happened, though, since the last time we shared about this, which includes a real live review of our podcast has come in.
Dun, da, da, da.
One single review since May.
That's not great.
I know. Everybody's having a wonderful summer, doing all kinds of things.
But it's fall now, people.
And you need to get with the program and do some more reviews for a podcast, please.
If you have never reviewed the podcast and you are a listener of any kind, you don't even need to write anything. Literally just pressing the 5 stars is all you need to do.
And we will be very, very pleased with you. But if you want credit and you want us to read your beautiful words on the show and you want us to buy you a drink for leaving a beautiful review, then write one word. Well, we had someone write one word once. The one word was Kelly.
That was the best review we've ever received.
Yeah, later she cleared up that that was an accident. She doesn't know what happened to the rest of her review, but we were dying.
And we read it on the podcast.
Yeah, so will someone just make a review that says, Tiffany?
You know now they're just going to be peppered in there.
It's
gonna
fine.
Be, it's going to be a bunch of 5-star, just Tiffany, Tiffany, Tiffany.
Okay, vote for who your favorite host is in the review section.
And then we'll both take turns feeling poorly about ourselves.
I also kind of make me feel bad about myself when they all say Tiffany.
Ah, see? Oh, poor me.
Yeah.
Poor me.
Yeah, I feel badly for you. I feel badly for even suggesting it. Okay, so here is that beautiful review. It comes from Mrs. Seminary. She left it at the beginning of September. And this is what she says. My favorite podcast. 5 stars.
Great.
I love this podcast. Highlight of my week each Monday. As a birth doula, childbirth educator, lactation counselor, and mother of 5, I've still learned so much turning in each week. Tuning in. She's learned so much tuning in each week.
Not turning.
Kelly and Tiffany are super relatable and often make me laugh out loud, but they also know their stuff. Kelly and Tiffany make preparing for pregnancy, birth, and just general well-woman health feel so much less overwhelming. Their podcast is my favorite resource to share with friends and clients alike. Keep up the amazing work, friends. Cheering you on from Chicagoland, Lexi.
Oh, thank you, Lexi. She's got like a lot going on.
Yeah, she sure does. Jack of all trades. I think she has 5 or 6 kids or something, too.
Amazing.
So amazing. But hold on, there's a P.S.
Oh.
P.S.
Mm.
Highly recommend checking out their online membership for further learning and coaching. Such a great resource to women everywhere. Heart emoji.
Let's go. That is the first, I think, review that has talked about the membership, too.
She knows what she's doing with this review stuff. Yeah.
She wants that free drink.
She's going to get that free drink.
Yeah, you are, girl.
It's going to be one of our best free drinks we've ever awarded.
That is super sweet. And when you leave reviews like that and other women can see that, this type of information that we love to share on this podcast gets higher up in like the, you know, search whatever algorithm and gets this information into more women's hands, which is what we want. And I'm sure what you want too.
Yeah. And if you're somebody who is enjoying this podcast and ready for just a little bit more support, a little bit more individual expertise for your particular situation, a little bit more resource and education and access to some of those pieces that are in these topics that we're talking about, the membership might be a great place for you to come check out. Those doors are still open. We would love to have you pop in, check it out, see if it's right for you. There are, as of this morning, 125 other women inside of that membership with us. And we have been so blessed to be able to create this community where women just like you are just on mission together, supporting each other, encouraging one another, and doing some really cool things with their health and well-being.
Yeah, it's easily like just such like the raddest space that I have seen women come together, and also just the ease of everything in there. I'm like so into that, especially as I'm doing my own research on certain things and bringing certain topics into the membership. I'm like, man, what a gift to be able to gather this information into one spot for somebody else, because you see how many hours it takes to pull it, you know, from like good research and quality sources elsewhere. I'm like, oh man, this is so worth it.
Yeah. And just fun for us. It's just a fun way for us to be able to care for other women. And so if you care at all about our entertainment or our enjoyment,
this membership is for you. But there's more info about it in the show notes if you want to click on that and either learn more or join us.
Okay, so what is nutrient deficiency, Kelly Pappas?
Well, according to Webster's Dictionary or some sort of online source, I'm not quite sure. Basically, the idea of nutrient deficiency, it's a deficiency of something, right? We're not getting enough of something. So a lack of essential nutrients due to some kind of inadequacy or missing amounts of something in the diet. Or, so there's like that missing aspect, right? You're not getting something, or you potentially are trying to get those things, but your body has an inability for whatever reason to actually absorb and use those nutrients.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that most women do not understand, that even if you eat a pretty good diet and you have a good variety of foods inside of your diet and you avoid things that are nutrient depleters and you feel really good about that piece of it, we are just going to be mineral deficient in general overall as a population, even those of us who are really careful about what we eat, because our soil is depleted. So all the food that is grown in essentially across America is also going to be depleted of minerals and vitamins. And most of us just simply are not eating for maximum nutrient density. Even those of us who, and I say us because, I mean, this is something that's very important to me. And still, I probably manage like an 80-20 situation when I'm doing my very best without making myself crazy. And so the processing of food, the packaging of food, artificial flavors, food raised with hormones and chemicals, foods with high sugar or inflammatory oils all impact how our body can use what we put into it and the quality of what that food ends up becoming. And another factor of nutrient deficiency is gut health, and that impacts our ability to absorb nutrients. So you could be on the 100-0 plan, have terrible gut health, and still maybe deplete in nutrients.
Yeah. And I think that that's what drives some people crazy, right? They're like, oh, I'm trying a thing. But like, you know, we've heard plenty of people, right? Like trying to sort out their vitamin D levels and their body's not absorbing it, or trying to sort out all of these things. And honestly, we've done episodes on gut health. We've done a ton of, content on gut health. A lot of times it does come back to what our gut is actually doing in terms of utilizing, absorbing all of those things. And then that goes back to what are we putting into our bodies in the first place as well. So yeah, there's just sort of this little cycle that happens there with we're already depleted, the soil's depleted, our bodies are trying to do a thing, but they're not quite, you know, well supported enough. So don't want that to stress you out, but it's helpful to recognize, like you were saying, I think sometimes no matter how hard you're trying to sort something out, we really do have to kind of like go back to the foundation, go back to like step one rather than being on step 30 of like, I'm taking all the things though. So I think it's helpful though to recognize that, you know, you may be like, oh, dang, that's probably me. I'm kind of flagging for some of these things. You are very much not alone. It is a very common thing to have some kind of mineral depletion of any kind, but especially for women. But up to 61% of adults are deficient in magnesium. 61%, that's a large amount for something that is really so powerful in our bodies. And about half, 49% of adults are deficient in calcium, which that one maybe surprised me a little bit more than magnesium. I feel like maybe people don't fully understand magnesium, and maybe the foods that are rich in magnesium aren't as, you know, maybe they're aware as that of that as much. Calcium is really fascinating though, because the type of calcium that the standard American diet encourages is not that rich in calcium. And so anyway, interesting.
Yeah, I think the cofactors of what's needed to absorb and utilize some of these minerals, which we will get into later. First, why does this matter? What do minerals actually do for us in our bodies? Tons and tons of things. Healthy bone formation, nerve conduction, cardiac function, blood production, collagen formation, thyroid hormone conversion, energy production, DNA production, fluid regulation, blood pressure stabilization. Minerals are anti-carcinogenic. They assist with fertility, detoxification, blood sugar regulation. I dare you to tell me a system that does not get positive or negatively impacted by minerals.
Yeah, and that's kind of insane to list it out like that, because anybody listening is like, yeah, something there is important to you, whether or not you're like, your blood pressure's fine, right? Okay, great. That's wonderful. But maybe your blood sugar's crazy. And then let me tell you what, eventually your blood sugars or your blood pressure is also going to be crazy if that's, you know, not regulated, or potentially you're having some issues with fluid retention or bloating. Or I know that myself, I must have been deficient in minerals. As I look back on my seasons of my life, when I was postpartum with my third, I 100% was depleted in so many ways. I can look back in the first like year of life and be like, oh yeah, that's why I felt this way. That's why my body was doing this thing. That's why I broke my dang arm falling down on something that like I shouldn't have broken like the arm doing, right? And so just really fascinating to see for myself, for sure.
Yeah, that matters. Really matters.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you may be like, okay, yeah, I need those things, or I see why, right? But some of these actual issues make a little more sense of why we need to lean into them when you see a list of like, oh, actually, I flag for all of those things for that particular type of deficiency. So I'm going to run through a few of the more common minerals and some of the deficiency like symptoms that come along with them. So starting with calcium, right? We said 49% of adults are deficient in this. So signs of deficiency in calcium: bone and teeth issues, muscle cramps, brittle nails, like, you know, falling apart, easily ripping, those types of things, heart palpitations, right? So those are all super annoying things. Magnesium, even more people deficient in that, right? 61%, fatigue, irritability, muscle tremors, you know, like maybe your eye is like twitchy or you have a certain muscle that just twitches all the time, brain fog, apathy. Those things can absolutely ruin your quality of life every single day, right? And those are sort of the main flags of those magnesium deficiency. This is not an exhaustive list either, but because it can come with many other things, but these are sort of the top winners or losers, I suppose, depending on how you think of it.
Big losers.
Big loser. That's your takeaway for it. Okay, iodine is another one. So hypothyroidism, a huge one in connection to iodine. Goiters, fatigue, weight gain, a lot of those come as symptoms or signs and connected with that thyroid function, like we mentioned earlier, how important minerals are in that thyroid hormone conversion process. So very important. Iron, a huge one that we talk about often in relation to pregnancy and postpartum, but any time of life, you do not need to have gone through that experience in order to have signs that you're deficient in iron. And not everybody going through that is, but it definitely can impact women in that season for sure. But fatigue, again, we see lack of stamina and just like cannot keep it going, right? Headache, dizziness, lowered immunity, meaning like getting sick very easily and often, hair loss, and brain fog. That's not fun. Like, that's not an enjoyable list, right? And then zinc is the last one. Premature aging, great. Fatigue, lowered immunity again, dermatitis, hair loss, poor digestion. We see on these very common, like, five or six that I just went through, how that can impact your entire quality of life, right? And so if you're seeing yourself flagging on any of those things, it's really helpful then. Hopefully you feel like, oh, maybe there's a bit of hope now. It's not just because I'm in this season where I am just so fatigued and irritable and I have brain fog all the time and I'm apathetic and my muscles are doing this thing. You're like, oh, actually, that does sound like magnesium deficiency. I do want to lean into that and support my body in that way. Hopefully this is a hopeful list, despite them being big losers.
Yeah, because instead of us saying like, oh, well, you're going to need some more of this and that and that other thing and like buy this supplement here and do that, we're going to give you guys some suggestions for incorporating all of these in a way that's really manageable. And it really just is about shifting your mindset a little bit around including minerals as a piece of nutrition and supplemental value in your life. Before we do that, let's talk about how these vitamins and minerals work together so that you can absorb them and use them in your body. There's a couple of them that pair together nicely and a couple of them that you have to be careful not to take together. The first is calcium and magnesium and vitamin D. Those are all helpers together. You need all three of those for those mineral and vitamin balances to exist. Iron needs to be taken with vitamin C to maximize absorption, but iron and calcium kind of cancel each other out. And so you want to make sure you avoid taking iron and calcium together. Zinc and copper do the same thing. So you don't want to take supplements that have these components in them together. And if you're working on one of these issues, then you want to make sure that you have these biologically available cofactors along with it so that you can work with your body to increase your mineral levels.
I feel like that's so helpful to be aware of because, well, a lot of times, you know, especially if you're somebody who's taking just like a multivitamin, a lot of times things that actually aren't like the best pairings come together in those, right? And so then you're like, well, I'm like doing the right thing. And it's not that you're doing the wrong thing. It's just that little profile maybe is not the thing that your body actually.
And we're here to equip you guys so that you feel like you can take a little bit of that information and plug it into your life.
Yeah, for sure. So in terms of actually maximizing absorption, we know that some of them you can kind of pair together like that. But you know that we always want food to be the sort of the foundation of all of the things, right? So choosing high quality foods that you are eating, understanding your connection to your food source, the way that either the animals, the plants, whatever were raised and taken care of, very helpful to be aware of. Having a variety of foods, just in terms of diversity, especially when it comes to gut health, can be so important. And on that same vein, focusing on your gut health by those types of foods that you're eating, by the actions that you are doing, the lifestyle that you are living, that kind of thing can really help encourage, like we mentioned before, actually absorbing what you are taking in. And then a little side note too, chewing your food really well is a very helpful part of actually absorbing what's going in your body. It's similar to like when we talk about seed cycling, and we're like, oh yeah, I have to grind the seeds, right? In order for them to actually be absorbed in your body. And there's a few different things going on there. But at the same time, it's how is your body actually absorbing that? And we want to maximize that as much as possible. We are not a very mindful eating society. Right? Either TV's on or we're doing something quickly. Remember, I went to Europe in like ninth grade with my family, but there were other families that like my family knew who were there. We went out to dinner and I was like, why is this taking forever? Why is everybody eating so slowly? Can't we be done here? Right? And it was just a different like whole culture there, right? It's like enjoying your food and actually savoring what you're eating versus me who is like, you know, 5 minutes into it, I'm like, all done. Time to go on to the next thing, right? But actually chewing your food is really going to help maximize the absorption there. Now, when we can't get all of our nutrients from the food we're taking, which is most of us, right? Taking supplements with kind of that food-based foundation is going to be incredibly helpful, right? The things that are going to inhibit the absorption, right? We're trying to maximize it. And the things that are going to kind of inhibit that are, we're going to go back to that gut health piece, right? Or any kind of gut, either health or disease there. Stress and inflammation in your body can absolutely, you know, decrease the way that your body is absorbing things. And certain medications as well. And I think it is so vital to mention that oral birth control, hormonal contraception is one of those things that will for sure mess up not only gut health in general, but then trickle down to that absorption of minerals. And not only the absorption, right, but it actually decreases. It actually creates more of a deficiency and uphill battle for you. Sorry. But also not sorry.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a huge problem with certain medications and certain treatments being prescribed on a wide spread basis in our society without true informed consent of like what those things actually do to your body. So, you know, we like to be the bearers of that news here.
We love it.
It is our complete joy to share accurate information with you, even if it crushes your soul. You must know.
You must.
All right. So best sources of minerals. We're going to talk about food, supplements, and herbs. And the key here is to have a normal rhythm of considering mineral content in what you consume. So you can focus on food, do a little bit of supplementing, and then develop a lifestyle of using some herbs in your life, because that is going to fill in so many great little gaps in the ways that your body can use all of these different things. You can go online and type in best sources of calcium, best sources of magnesium, and you're welcome to like go crazy with those lists and take it into the store and buy all that stuff. But there's some really basic ways to just develop a lifestyle of normal mineral ingestion. With food, you're going to concentrate on dark leafy vegetables, dark green leafy vegetables. Honestly, any vegetable that has a really dark pigment is going to be loaded with good stuff. Cruciferous vegetables are very high in minerals, and orange vegetables are very high in minerals. You also can regularly consume bone broth, organ meat. Meat cooked on the bone or slow cooked is going to have a higher mineral content in it. Sardines, shellfish, and seaweed all have a high mineral content in them too, because they come from the ocean, which has tons of minerals in it.
Yeah, that's a really fascinating like little side note too, is how many people were like, I wonder if, I mean, there's a couple things going on there, but when I swim in the ocean or a body of water and I feel so good afterwards, right? Or like there's this sort of that lingering effect. You're like, not only is it like just an enjoyable experience, right? And there's, you know, like the idea of grounding and whatnot is involved in that, but also that like woof of minerals that you get through your skin. Pretty cool.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing that our bodies can do that. Some key supplements to concentrate on. We've mentioned trace minerals. It is just concentrated mineral drops that you add to your water.
Or some kind of juice or something to cut. If you... Tiffany, this is a side note. Tiffany doesn't care about the taste of anything. She's always like, yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, you like good tasting stuff, but it does not bother you the way that it bothers a lot of other people when something doesn't taste that great. You're like, it doesn't really faze you. For those who are like, I've tried trace minerals and I'm not going to take them because they taste so metallic, cutting it with a little bit of like citrus or something, just like a little squeeze of a lime or something, can be really helpful too.
Yeah. And you follow some Achilles tips if you need to.
I don't know. You loser.
I can think of so many things that taste metallic, and trace minerals just doesn't do that for me.
So what I do is I do small drops. Like, I don't do the entirety of my thing throughout in one go in my
right.
water.
Yeah. Every single time I fill up my water, I do maybe like, I don't know, 10 or 15 drops or something. I can taste when it's in my water.
Yes.
But it does not, it doesn't distract or detract from me drinking.
Yeah. I think the issue that comes up for a lot of people is that they're putting too many drops in a small amount of water.
And then I can see that.
Yeah,
being a problem.
It tastes terrible when you do that. So it makes sense.
Okay.
And if you're not somebody who's going to do it throughout the day, right? You're like, forget that. I need like one and done. You can be like my husband who like puts them all in basically like a shot glass and just shoots it. And then he's done.
Good for him.
We're working on him.
It just takes every little bit. For the guys, right?
Yes.
Everything can be a victory. I have learned everything. Yes. Everything can be a victory. Okay, then second on the supplement list, beef liver capsules. Of course, I prefer for us all to be eating organ meats constantly every single day of our lives. Not very practical for most of us. And so we have desiccated liver inside of capsules. You can just take a pill. High in multiple minerals and vitamins. And then magnesium spray is another really quick win. I know you guys have heard us harp on that multiple times, but we just love how quickly your body can absorb magnesium. We have an entire episode on magnesium supplementation. And so you guys know that through the skin, your body is able to utilize magnesium like 5 times faster. And it will just help you bring up those levels or keep them stable. Always a win.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I'm thinking, I'm like side note of a trip that we have planned. And literally I'm making my list and I'm like, magnesium spray for sure. Got to bring it. Yeah. Gotta hack it.
We must. Okay. And then herbs that have high mineral content, we're going to list 2 of them here so as not to overwhelm you. And this, listeners, will not be the first time that you have heard us talking about these 2 herbs. The first is nettle. The second is dandelion. You know nettle's my favorite. You know dandelion is Kelly's favorite, except I have been incorporating a lot more nettle recently into the first half of my cycle because I really want to do that liver support during the time where estrogen is building. I also want it to build and then move right along. So the dandelion has been a huge part of my new my new cycle syncing routine. Kelly and I are slowly morphing into the same person. So while we used to enjoy these 2 separate herbs, we actually are continually adjusting to come back to center together.
This was my, okay, Tiff's talk about nettles enough. I have to start doing it. And I was like, actually, this is good.
So good. So this is what nettles has in it. Calcium, iron, zinc, magnesium, copper, selenium, potassium, manganese. You are going to drink that.
Oh, yeah. And it's, and these 2 are, they're worse herbs that you can drink. These are not like the earthiest group. Like I enjoy both.
Yeah. And if, again, you're one of those very sensitive, palated people.
That to me doesn't like.
Well, it's not that I don't like you. I just don't understand. But I realized over the past 5 minutes, I've really contemplated the fact that's an existing issue.
Yes.
And so I'm adapting to make recommendations that are going to help people get these things in their bodies. And so my tip for you is mix it with some kind of mint tea. It will practically cut that earthy taste out completely. Sometimes it has a little grassy taste too, which again, I actually prefer.
Yeah, I'm somebody who likes that particular taste. Chlorophyll, like slight earth flavor.
Yes. Like filling myself with the earth.
I feel very grounded and connected. It's great.
Okay, and here's what dandelion has in it. Iron, calcium, potassium, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, and copper.
Boom, skis. I love it.
I recommend getting into some kind of herbal infusion regimen in order to get those placed into your life either multiple times a week or every single day. Your body will thank you for it.
Yeah, for sure. And it can feel overwhelming to think about starting that. If you're somebody who has no history of using herbs, that was 100% me. And so just starting with one of those or mixing both, right? But even just jumping onto one of those and managing like, okay, how can I do this the best where it's the most consistent is just key. Just taking the first simple step. We talk a lot about it in our membership in terms of how to actually use herbs daily and feel more confident with that. But we do have the starter guide to herbalism that we can link in the show notes for you so that you too can start this kind of rhythm without feeling overwhelmed or intimidated by it.
Yeah. And again, it's like being aware of all the pieces and being willing to incorporate those slowly. The food pieces, the supplement pieces, the herbal pieces, and just having a well-rounded approach to mineralizing your body is, of course, what we're working on, but what we want for you too, ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully you leave this episode feeling encouraged, inspired, with a little bit of a goal to help support your body from like a root cause space, which is exactly, again, what we want for you. So we will catch you next week.
Okay, bye.